bouncing off the cage. That is sent right along the goal line. That is to Bryson. Bryson centering pass by Tudich. He's got to try to get there to keep it in, and he does not. So Hudson clears the zone. It wasn't even Hudson doing it. It was just an errant pass, but Tudich back on the attack. He gets around the defense, walks in, short angle shot, bounces high, rebound there, loose. Bullock, he's fighting in there. Atkins, I believe that is, on the other side. I got screened out. Bryson, he's on the near side. Shot right over the crossbar. Wide and hits the boards, and we're still playing on. Tudich, he's fighting on there. He's sitting down. He bats, hits the stick back
to
himself.
Yeah, nice to hook that back in.
That was beautiful as Atkins there passes it over to Bryson. Atkins back at the circle. Cross pass, and it gets the errant pass. Bounces out. We got 45 seconds left on the skater advantage. 9:15 to go in the game. Rapids leading 2-0 over Hudson.
Yeah, Rapids. The Rapids can find one. It really changes the dynamic of this game.
Oh, yeah, you go from belt, the worst goal lead to have in a game,
yep,
to, okay, 3-0. They're in pretty good control here.
Yep.
3 goals in 8 minutes. So shot right into the pads, turned away. Height comes up big yet again, and Hudson clears the zone. 21 seconds to go on the skater advantage. 8:47 to go in the game. Rapids leading 2-0. Rapids is probably their last push on the skater advantage. Ostrand, he has it, and he's called for offsides, and we get another stoppage. 8:38 to go, and we have a neutral ice faceoff coming our way. 8 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. 48-20 shot advantage. That is outstanding for Rapids, but you got to think we should be up by more.
Yeah, you definitely feel that way. But the thing is, you just can't dwell on it. You got to keep on pushing.
Yep.
And protect this lead. It's so important, too.
Any given time, it can happen. It's Whitehead. He corrals the puck. Yeah, back all over to Allstrand. Allstrand pass up to Chrysler. And the puck does not get a good, Whitehead does not get a good clear. Allstrand has it. And he comes back around. He's trying to bounce it out. Denti, he's up there. He's a man that was destined for it. And Hudson's on the attack, kind of skating through. And it's a shot and bounces off the corner of the post. I thought that was in there. That was a close shot.
For the second time tonight.
Yeah, that's two or three posts that they've had, as you called it, as there is another stoppage. And that's a hand pass. 7:56 to go in the game. Still a 2-0 lead for Rapids. Man, the Hudson's not quitting. And that's some kind of sneaky, not negative in a negative term by any means, but some sneaky offense there right when you catch you sleeping, and they can get back into this game.
Like when you're just lulled into that false sense of security, that's when they pounce.
And here we go, face off. Rapids wins it. Bryson is in there along with Williams. Hastoy, Raffert, and Chevier Alexander. Puck's loose in the corner. Williams fighting for it. Chevier Alexander keeps it in the zone, tries to send in. It's caught up in the skates. Williams in there, tries to center it to Hastoy. No one home. Hudson in there fighting it up, trying to really kind of clog those opportunities for Rapids to add another, and pocket gets picked. Rapids is in there. Rapids Bryson, top the circle. He comes in. He's trying to crash it down low, gets behind the board, stops, spins, comes back the other way, leaves it there. Centering pass. No one home as the Hudson sticks got in the way. Now there's an opportunity for Bryson. He's skating around, drop pass over, tried to center it. Hudson's in the way. Rapids keeping it in the zone, and then it trickles on out center ice. Rapids has to reset. Even though Rapids is having trouble holding the zone, they're not letting it get down on their end as Bryson drop pass, shot to Williams, and that goes over the cage. 6:50 to go. At some point, you might think about 4 minutes or so, Hudson might think about pulling the goalie to try to get an extra attacker and get closer, but we still got a little bit of hockey to go. It was a clearing attempt. A big pass was tried and made. Williams, it hits him in the shoulder. Centering attempt over to Hastoy. No one home. Rapids still keeps the puck. It gets out of the zone. They're resetting their offense. Hall with it, and he gets a pass pick. Shot.
Good save.
And it's a big rebound, and it's a big save. Great job there.
Almost a costly mistake.
Yeah, Deacon Shaw, he came up big there with that big rebound.
Absolutely.
And that big pass interception was a great job by Hudson, but they do not hit the net. 6:11 to go.
Goes back to what you were saying about that sneaky offense.
Yeah, I mean, they'll lull you to sleep by playing defense, and then all of a sudden, we're getting in there. So they're letting them play. The puck's tied up at the base of the net and back, and the puck squirts loose. Sent out to Jackson. Jackson inside the blue line. Takes a shot. Turned away by the skates of Williams. And Hudson still trying to storm that crease. Rapids comes away with it. Francisco Denti, he comes up. He gets into the zone. He's flanked over by Williams. Centering attempt. Oh, just not quite close enough to Williams to get an opportunity at it. And we're trying again. Can't quite feel it closely. Great opportunities for Rapids. Bouncing puck. Just all kinds of snow out there, making it not slide the best. As Hudson, they recover, and they're on the go. 5:20 to go. Rapids gets the puck sent up. Denti, he passes it up. It's gone all the way to the corner. McNeish with it. McNeish comes around the cage. He stops. He crosses a centering pass. No one home. As Denti, he comes back with it. As he was able to have it, tried to drop it. No one there. He recovered it. Rapids still has the puck. Centering attempt there by Denti. No one home. Hudson gets it out of the zone. Whitehead, he recovers. Sends it down deep. McNeish giving chase. And big collision there in the corner. Big collision. Everybody gets up. Atkins was involved with that.
Yeah, that's his identity.
Oh, he's a heavy hitter. As Rapids, they tie it up back the goal. Kind of a centering attempt. 4:40 to go.
Here he's again.
He's hitting all over. And those hits, they add up, and got to be getting a little sore right now if you're both teams, if you're Hudson, because you're taking those hits, you're not delivering them.
Rapids. That's a guy you just love to play with, somebody like Owen Atkins, who just gives it everything and always fires you up with a massive hit.
Well, he's doing a great job of that. As there is a no icing called on that, as it was touched right at the red line, mid-ice. Rapids and Hudson scrum in the corner. Shot. Big shot right there from the circle from Diamond, and it's gobbled up by Height. 4:05 to go in the game. 52-20 shot advantage for Rapids. Still 2-0 lead, and couple minutes, you got to think there will be a timeout called by Hudson.
It just depends on if they can establish that zone pressure.
Right, because if they can't, well, what's the point of calling a timeout?
Yeah. And trying to pull that goal in.
Yeah, I mean, you'd just be opening up your net with everybody there. Face-off to the blocker side of Height is won by Rapids. And Diamond's there. Nobody on the doorstep. That would have been wide open. But Rapids keeps the pressure up.
Another good steal by Diamond.
Yeah, that was outstanding. As Rapids gets the puck back down deep. Squirting around out there. 3:47 to go. Centering attempt. No one home. Hudson comes up with it. Hudson coming down the ice. They get it inside the zone. Puck out behind the goal. There's a little bit of a collision back there. Not too bad. Bouncing puck. Diamond comes up with it. He's trying to pass it up ahead. That's Chevier Alexander. He gets a loose puck. Sent out center ice. And it's chipped up ahead. Strolling on up. Oh, it's a shot on goal technically. And Height, he covers it. Stoppage of play. 3:21 left to go in the game. 53-20 shot advantage. 2-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. So I like asking you what you would do. Yeah. You got to think the defense just keep playing strong.
Yeah.
And Hudson, you're saying we got to figure something out here. His faceoff was won. Obstfelder, he takes a shot, turned away. Allstrand, he turns back, passes it on up to Obstfelder. He drops it back down, and that is to Whitehead. Pass down to Allstrand. Pass behind the goal. Puck bouncing around, twirling around. Looks like a figure skater out there for a second.
A nifty move.
That was slick. As Rapids comes away with it, under 3 minutes to go. Rapids holding the puck behind the goal. I don't know how much they're really looking to score. I'm not saying they don't want to score, but you got to think that they're just trying to wind down that clock. Puck is tied up there. Whitehead's involved in that. Just trying to chip the puck free. And you got to think when Hudson might be wanting to call that timeout. 2:34 to go. And the officials, I mean, they might even want to stop it and get a restart, but you got to let them play too. As the puck's still bouncing around. Oh, Rapids gets it out of there. Center attempt.
Oh,
big save by Height. That had back of the net written all over it, and his leg got it. As Rapids did another opportunity. But the puck gets picked up at mid-ice. That's by Bulduck. He shoots. Chipped away into the corner by Height. Drop pass down to Allstrand. Pass out. Shot high into the netting. We got a whistle. 2:02 to go in the game as Hudson makes a change. Rapids makes a change. And we are getting ready for this exciting conclusion here at the Southwood County Recreation Center.
And the way you close out games really defines you as a team, and it's important for the River Kings to really focus and make sure they close this one out.
Well, they're definitely blue-collar in it tonight, working hard, and it's paying off. 54 shots for Rapids, 20 for Hudson. 2:02 to go, 2-0 lead, and Rapids is not fortunate enough to win that. To win that faceoff, Hudson does gather it. Going to have to keep an eye on height to see if they decide to pull him maybe in the next 30 seconds. Once Hudson can hold the zone, if they do. Puck squirts around the other side. Rapids giving chase. Rapids has it. Hunter Raffert hands it, sends it up. Squirting in onto the zone. Hudson comes away with it. They're going to have to figure something out when they make this push. That might be when they pull as they send the puck up ahead. Send it deep. Height, he's kind of looking around, looking at seeing if they can hold the zone. Centering attempt, and that's intercepted by the River Kings, but it's chipped back into the zone. 1:19 to go. I'm kind of surprised they haven't pulled yet or timeout, but every coach has their own opportunity to coach their game they want. As 1 minute to go, Hastoy with it on the far boards. He's trying to get it down into the zone and apply that pressure. 1:03 to go. Hudson has it. Passing it up. Pass stop there by Whitehead. Here comes Height. He's getting off the ice with about 55 seconds as Rapids comes away with the puck. Hastoy has it. Extra attacker on Hastoy. He's got it chipped up into the zone, but get ridden off the puck. Hudson with the Johnson on the far side. 40 seconds to go. Rapids up 2-0. Hastoy, he gets in there, he rides him off the puck. Rapids comes up with the puck, sends it up ahead. It is loose. It's bouncing off the boards. A little bit of interference run, and it's a goal! Empty netter, and this one's going to go to the wind column for the River Kings.
Yep, really good way to close that one out. Just battle for that puck. I really like Hastoy's shift there. Despite there being five guys, he's just always hunting that puck.
Well, that's an outstanding way, exclamation point, put on the game as the River Kings are going to come away with at least a 3-0 victory over the Hudson Havoc on the home opener of this season for the River Kings. Tensions are now kind of dropping as everybody's just kind of relaxing a little bit, just playing out the last 30 seconds. As Hudson comes away with that puck. Big glove save there by Shaw. As Owen Atkins gets the goal. Bryceland. 19:32, time of the goal of Bryceland with the empty netter, or with the assist. And Owen second Atkins point. With the goal. As the faceoff was won again by Hudson at another whistle for an offside.
I think it's a slash on...
There might have been a slash on Lang. So Hudson, number 22, Lang. And that's a slash coming up at 19:50.
Well, I think it's safe to call now, but an impressive first win for the River Kings at home.
I agree. They definitely endured this game. 10:1 to go. River Kings power play for that 10 seconds as we just look to skate out the final seconds of this game. Bryceland has it. Pass over to Welsh. Welsh doesn't get a good stick on it.
The Rapids native.
2-1. And that's a River Kings winner by the final score of 3-0 for the shutout.
Yep.
Awesome job for the River Kings as they go on over and they storm Deacon Shaw as he made all 20 saves that he needed to in the night. He stopped 5 in the first, 10 in the second, another 5 in the third.
Now, and there was that beauty of a save in the first as well.
Right, absolutely. And for the night, that's a pretty good effort there for Dominic Height from Hudson.
Absolutely.
Outstanding as he stopped 52 shots of the 50. Actually, that's not true. So it was an empty netter goal.
Yep.
So he actually stopped 53 of the however many that he faced. So he made 53 saves on the game. That's a heck of a night of work for the young man there, too. So we'll take a quick look here. excuse me, end of the first period, 0-0 score. Rapids is holding a 20-5 shot advantage over the Havoc. A little bit of frustration there for the River Kings as they just couldn't find the back of the net. Well, second period came around, and Rapids got to work. 4:31 mark, Felix Allstrand, he got the first goal of the season at home in the power play, unassisted, to give the River Kings a 1-0 lead. Just about a minute later, Lucas Whitehead, he came away with another goal at 5:12. Assist to Riley Williams and Jake Briceland to give Rapids a 2-0 lead after the second period. Rapids, they held a very nice shot advantage after that point. And now, we're coming to the third period. It was back and forth, back and forth. Hudson trying to get back in there. They could not, yep. Unfortunately for their case, as at 19:32, Owen Atkins, he got his first home goal of the season on an empty netter to go up and take the 3-0 victory over the Hudson Havoc. So with that, everybody, I want to thank all of our listeners here on Flow Hockey, all our watchers on Flow Hockey, everybody at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and all our friends and fans over on 105.5 WIRI for their listening tonight. Remember, tomorrow, River Kings are back at home again against these very same Hudson Havoc at noon. Yes, that's during the Packer game, I know, but it's at noon. So be here, enjoy some hockey, catch the last part of the game, and just enjoy the last part of your weekend. So with that, for myself, Mike Comer, Rory McGibbon there, doing an awesome job, color. It's been great working with you tonight.
Yep.
Outstanding job, young man. Art on the camera, Zach on the camera, and our big boss man, Matt. I want to thank everybody tonight. And again, be safe, have fun, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks again. Have a good night.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
I heard the door slam and I couldn't tell. Was it just the wind or was she mad again? Oh, hell. She's getting in her car. I hollered, baby, is there something wrong? Thought I heard her say something sounded like I'm gone. But these days gone can mean so many things. There's gone for good and there's good and gone. And there's gone with the long before it. I wish you'd been just a little more clear. There's gone for the day and gone for the night. And gone for the rest of your doggone life. Is it a whiskey night or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Well, it's getting dark out. She ain't back yet. Ain't called home. Turned off the phone. Oh, man. This might not be good. I would have stopped her when she went to leave, but I didn't call, cause I didn't really think what I'm thinking now. I'm still not sure what gone is all about. Cause there's gone for good, and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long before it. I wish you'd been just a little more clear. There's gone for the day, and gone for the night, and gone for the rest of your doggone. Just a couple beers. I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Is it the kind of gone where she's at her mom's, cooling down, she'll come around? Or the kind that says you had your chance, and she ain't coming back? Well, there's gone for good, and there's good and gone. And
Friday night, all about that single life. I gave my mama a reason to pray. Didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my all to those empty bars. They always left me with a broken heart. Never really ever gave love a thought. Man, as soon as I swore it off, God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get. Every time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve her and I don't know why. She gave me her hand, I gave her a ring. Then as soon as I could, I gave her my last name. Now I'm gonna give her forever. I knew what I wanted, but he knew better. God gave me a girl. I was giving her all of mine. But the first time they met us when they understood, said, how'd you give one so good? God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get. Every time I look in her eyes, I don't deserve.
Barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a no-wit hen. Up all night, wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting the house and I'm mending the fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. And I'm mowing the grass. And you made me a list, and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up, now I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
country favorites 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I don't care that you done me wrong, 'cause I've already moved on. I don't care what his name is, girl, it is what it is. I won't waste a dime or the bartender's time trying to catch a buzz over the thought of us. But I'll drink to a country song, to another long work week gone, and I'll raise my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round, or I might close this place down, but don't think for a second I'm out to drown your memory. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey. They never liked me anyway. So if they see me drunk in this bar, it ain't over a broken heart. 'Cause I'm drinking to a country song, to another long work week gone, and I'm raising my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round, or I might close this place down, but don't for a second I'm out to drown your memory. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey. Cheers to a good country song, to another long work week gone, and yeah, I'm raising my glass to those saving eyes. Second, I'm out to drown your memory. No, don't think for one second I'm out to drown your memory. Girl, you ain't worth the whiskey. No. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey. We went out last night like we swore we wouldn't do. Drank too much beer last night, a lot more than we wanted to. There were girls from Argentina and Arkansas, Maine, Alabama and Panama, all mixed together and having a ball. Yeah, we went out last night. Started leading to another out last night, hitting on everybody and the mother. There were two karaoke girls drunk on a dare, singing I Got You, Babe, by Sonny and Cher. Your life was good everywhere. We went out last night. Well, you know I'm a music man. I grew up in East Tennessee, but last night I was everything. When I got a few drinks in me, I was a doctor, a lawyer, a senator's son, Brad Pitt's brother, and a band on the run. Anything I thought would get the job done. Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another.
CBS News Brief. With just a week and a half until Election Day, the presidential candidates are hitting battleground states. Vice President Kamala Harris held a rally in Michigan.
The power is with the people to make that decision. And so, Michigan, it all comes down to this.
For the first time, she campaigned with former First Lady Michelle Obama. Former President Donald Trump was also in Michigan and Pennsylvania.
We must defeat Kamala Harris and stop her radical left agenda with a landslide that is too big to rig.
Next week brings a big holiday for retailers.
It's spooky season. No longer about kids trick-or-treating, Halloween is now an economic powerhouse. Spending this year is expected to reach $12 billion.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reporting. It's also a deadly day for pedestrians, so safety experts say stay aware of your surroundings. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. With sunshine tomorrow, the high climbs to the low 60s. A little breezy and warming to the mid-60s on Monday. Warmer up into the 70s Tuesday. Chance of rain Tuesday night and Wednesday. Currently 35 degrees.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar and next thing you know. You get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. But next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor's saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that. And you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing. Been with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids and you take them to church, teach them to fish and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing.
Shoot out the light as a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Lucy's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Well, Lucy, you know the world must be flat. 'Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's small town Saturday night, yeah. I'll let the moon shoot out the light. Yeah, it's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Make love.
living my life in a slow hell. Different girl every night at the hotel. I ain't seen the sunshine in 3 damn days. Been fueling up on whiskey. Wish I had a good girl to miss me. Lord, I wonder if I'll ever change my ways. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her.
I called you last night in the hotel. Everyone knows.
By the creek where the moon peaks over that sycamore tree, and it won't be I'm up all night. Now don't forget your flip-flops. We can stop by the quick stop, get some jerky and a 12-pack. No telling when we'll be back. I got a cooler in a truck bed, couple towels when we get wet, 'cause you know we're gonna jump in and take a little midnight swim. So baby, let's go take a dirt road, kick it back, find a good song on the radio till we get lost in a sunset falling. Lay a blanket by the creek where the moon peaks over that sycamore tree, and it won't be anyone watching. No one watching. Now there ain't nothing wrong, baby, you and I getting down, do some up all night. Come Monday, I'll be back to working and saving. But until then, yeah, baby, let's go take a dirt road, kick it back, find a good song on the radio till we get lost in a sunset falling. Lay a blanket by the creek where the moon peaks over that sycamore tree, and it won't be anyone watching, no one watching. Now there ain't nothing wrong, baby, you and I getting down to some up all night. We'll be right back.
many nights that we hung out together. Same little crowd, little bar, little town around this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jaw get any closer. They wanna know what's up, why I'm still holding you, even when the song is over. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. Trying to deny this feeling, I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true. I could shut them down, tell them all the crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? Talking, girl, should we just make them stop? And there's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town last week or two. Oh, tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it and you feel it too. And there's a rumor going round and round and round. Make it true. What you say we make it true.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh.
You and me both fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forward.
jumped